Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In Christianity's season of Advent, it's time of expectant waiting and preparation for the birth of Jesus at Christmas. There are similar penitential themes that recall not just a historical event in Palestine, but our contemporary need to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ. It is so that these weeks of Advent have us leaning into hope, recognizing the profound gift of Christ coming before and looking ahead to that day when Christ will come again. Just as John prepared the way for the one who came after so long ago, you and I are called to do the same. And we do so always with a profound hope. The sort of hope which enables us not only to simply keep going, but to keep moving ahead with purpose as we work even now, and the sort of justice and righteousness and peace so vividly painted for us in the words of the prophet Isaiah today. Matthew starts off his gospel with a relatively long birth and infancy narrative and jumps ahead over the decades to a time of Jesus as an adult. He introduces us first to John the Baptist. Matthew says that not only the people of Judea and Jerusalem went out to hear John, but also people of all the region along the Jordan. In our gospel reading today, John the Baptist calls us to repent, to prepare for the coming of God's kingdom, and that is the central message of Jesus. John makes a contrast between his own ministry of baptism and that of the Messiah. His own baptism is a symbolic of repentance, dying and rising to new life. But the Messiah, he says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We heard Pharisees and the Sadducees were coming out to the wilderness to John the Baptist to be baptized. They thought they were in with God because of their upbringing. They have preached in the synagogues, given offerings without fail, and helped every ministry in the church. Wasn't that enough? What else could God possibly want from them that they didn't really have in hand? John challenges them to show their return to God in their lives. What God really wants from all of us is to bear fruit, to live lives that bear fruit in this world. John is not shy to call out the Pharisees and Sadducees for thinking their connection to Abraham is their safety net, by thinking of how important it is that they are the sons of Abraham. They appear to have forgotten why Abraham matters in the first place. As such, God can choose anyone to be part of God's family. And Jesus will clearly and explicitly expand our understanding of what it means to be a child of Abraham by making us his co-heirs. John began preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Repentance, after all, isn't about feeling bad or saying, "I'm sorry." Rather, it's about a reorientation, a change of perspective and direction, a commitment to turn and live differently. As you turn away from old habits and patterns of old ways, turn towards God's love that's made real in Jesus. And so John, in this week's reading, challenges his audience not to define themselves or limit their hopes based on their ancestry or piety, but rather to dream a larger hope and grander vision, and to work towards a better world by bearing fruit worthy of repentance. The people of Israel had been waiting for hundreds of years in expectation of the Messiah. Prophets had been promising for centuries that God would send a Redeemer to restore David's throne, but it had been 400 years since a prophet's voice had been heard in Israel. As John the Baptist began his ministry, some hoped that perhaps he was the prophet Messiah. He certainly spoke with prophetic authority. John tells us what this new way of living will look like. It will be fruitful, bear fruit worthy of repentance. He tells the Pharisees and Sadducees, and us too, our lives need to show evidence that we have turned away from old ways and have turned towards God. The decisive identifying mark of a living tree is a fruit that it bears. But that fruit is not just for our own benefit. Worthy fruit is evidence of something so powerful, others want to turn towards it. It is a complete reversal in lifestyle, attitudes, and the way we interact with others. The time has come to embrace a new way of thinking and being, a kingdom way of living. We not only need to turn around, we need to completely reorient ourselves into this kingdom mindset. John the Baptist's message may not be so much for those that do not know Christ, then, but for those of us who already belong to God's family. It should burden our hearts that people we know and love might not be ready to enter the kingdom. We want to do everything in God's strength to introduce them to God's great love shown to us in the body and blood of Christ. From our New Testament readings, Paul encourages us that we who are strong are to help the weak, building up Christian community. Let's ponder how we might share this good news of us, of Christ, to others. May we live lives so compelling that others will see us as children of God, and they will desire to have that same peace, that same compassion for others that we demonstrate in our lives. Bear fruit worthy of repentance, so that no one you know will be cut down as an unfruitful tree and thrown into the fire. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the season of the year we set aside to prepare the way of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Repentance is how we prepare for the coming of the Messiah. It is time to turn away from our old desires as we turn towards God's deep desires for us. It is time to turn away from our brokenness as we turn towards God's all-encompassing love for us. Christ comes to us in so many different ways, and one's heart is always to be prepared for the surprise coming of Christ into our lives, often when we least expect it. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, and people streamed to him from everywhere. May we too brave our voices in hard places, preparing for the way of the Lord. Amen.